This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hello.
Jess and Mitch here with you this morning on Joy. Mitch, what's on for today?
Well, I've been working on my novel ahead of another novelist big money win.
Hello. The Spanish government have proposed a ban on a much-loved thing.
Uh-huh. And later on, Florida man, emails and high school reunions.
So much. Up next, Mitch has some kind of sharing issue, probably disgusting.
Joy 94.9.
Mitch, you're looking particularly fresh today.
Thank you.
I mean, you always look like a fresh baby.
Well, actually, now...
Holding a bunch of freshly cut flowers,
sure.
And you smell like freshly cut grass.
Thank you. Well,
fresh.
That said, I didn't actually shower this morning. I showered last night, but I like the sentiment's still there.
Yeah, well, because we get up so early that it's basically last night.
Sure.
So, it's still a very recent shower.
Great. Anyway, speaking of showers, a couple of days ago, I was showering like a normal person.
Wow.
Nothing unusual about that.
That's not radio worthy at all. No. Next song!
And I got out of the shower and was toweling myself off,
uh-huh.
And then a moth landed on my willy.
Okay. How big was the moth?
It was a reasonable moth.
Ugh.
You know, the average size moth.
No, not okay.
And it was just on there. Ugh. And there was this moment where we both just kind of froze. And I feel like the moth felt this way as well. Like he just kind of went, And then I looked at the moth and went, I don't know where moth eyes are, but I kind of engaged him in this staring competition.
Because
I was not going to let him, you know... get the jump on me.
Sure.
You know, so it was this kind of, I decided to intimidate the moth.
Okay. I think you're overthinking the
moth. No.
Okay,
I was looking at him, just I'd stopped doing whatever it was I was doing. Like I needed to go to work, but I was just standing there looking at this moth on my thing.
Okay.
And just going and then it was just kind of just
as
like,
if to will him off.
Yeah. Well, it's that alpha male stuff.
Sure.
You know, when you're dominating dogs. I feel like it extends to moths.
Same with moths, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, I was there for a bit and then kind of started to forage around
there.
I was like, well, I mean, he wanted me to slap it off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to slap the moth.
Oh, my God.
Am I, an idiot?
Oh, I hate moths. So I'm like terrified of moths.
Your hatred of moths is well documented.
Yeah. All right. I thought I'd told you about this. So this story is making me feel... very uncomfortable because I just want to... No, get it off. Just go away.
But then it eventually flew off presumably after I looked at it for so
intimidated
long.
Intimidated.
And then I won. So I'm Mitch versus Moth.
Oh, congratulations.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hey, Mitch.
Yes, Jessica.
I read an article yesterday that has chilled me to my core.
Do tell.
Well.
Are you okay?
Not really.
Oh, fish sticks.
Thank you. Apparently, the Spanish Prime Minister's party has suggested a ban on internet memes.
What? How can that be?
Now, obviously,
there must be some mistake.
There has to be, because everybody loves memes.
Oh.
I think the thing is that obviously people often use memes to, make commentary of political parties, of things that are happening in the world.
Yep.
So I think they've just gotten a little bit sensitive about people putting his face on Dory from Finding Nemo or Edward Scissorhands, which is a couple that I found. But... come on, like
yeah, that's a bit harsh.
It feels a little bit like you. No, okay, all right. No, you can't have any fun.
Yeah,
can't have any fun.
Is it they're trying to control people humiliating political party members, that
I think they're saying it more like upsetting or, you know, offending anybody. But really, it's sort of like, stop putting my face on things.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah. Stop putting my face in that packet of crisps. That's not a meme that I can think of, but, you know... It's the idea is there.
Yeah, but without memes, like, how am I going to know if a tiny kitten can has cheeseburger?
Exactly.
Or ain't nobody got time for that. Or exactly. Any of these things. And you know what's great? It comes after a year after the introduction of their controversial citizen safety law, which is popularly known as the gag law, which limits people's rights to demonstrate and has seen individuals fined for criticising Spanish authorities on social networks. Well, there goes my comedy career.
Joy.
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah?
We all like writing.
We sure do. Great segue.
Thank you.
Well, I think some of us like to read as well.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget that group of people.
Yeah, okay.
But the writers especially. So there's a writer that has won a £10,000 literary prize for a single sentence novel.
Wow.
Just one sentence.
Wow.
There was a sentence. And another. There's one. And another sentence that I just said. Where's my prize?
Well, obviously your sentence isn't as good as their sentence.
They get the point across.
Okay.
Anyway, the Goldsmiths Prize recognises fiction which breaks the mould, which actually sounds quite interesting. And that's great. Good on him. We're all working on single-sentence novels, though, mate, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's just all about who you know, isn't it, that we get the prize or not. So I've been working on my magnum opus for about 15 years.
Wow.
Since
you were about 13?
Yep. I've had three relationship breakdowns and mental breakdowns trying to get this novel right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can say with some confidence that it's finally ready for public consumption.
Okay.
It's the Crime and Punishment of the modern era, Jess. I call it Oceans of Melancholy, and I'm going to read it out now.
Your entire novel?
My entire novel, on air, right now.
So what was it called? Oceans of Melancholy.
Melancholy, yes.
A bit dramatic, yes. All right.
One time I saw a bird poop onto another bird, the end. You know, I'm not saying I will win the Man Booker Prize, Jess. Look, it's just...
Melancholy is just overwhelming.
It's just an honour to be considered for this award.
Yeah. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, Mitch.
Hello, Jessica. I'm here. Let us converse.
Okay.
It's the way radio should be.
I stumbled upon a news article which both filled me with pride and also... just a little bit of disappointment.
Okay.
You know, because it was like, on one hand, I was like, this is wonderful and whimsical and so fun. And then on the other hand, I was like, oh, there's some people trying to squash the fun.
Oh, no.
With their bloody safety rules and legitimate laws. But
giant
anyway,
safety hand crushing things.
You get it.
Yeah.
So I'll read you the headline of this article.
Okay.
Man faces $9,000 fine for using a drone to pick up a sausage.
Oh!
I think this is super funny. So a video was released onto the interwebs, where all good things go, of a drone being used to fly into a sausage sizzle.
Yep.
And there's a little note on it that says, please buy snag and put in bag. Here's
$10. $10? That's a good profit.
Yeah, well, I would hope they would put change in there. But even keeping a tip for yourself...
Yeah.
You know?
No. Okay. Oh. So, was he expecting change though?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe the weight of the coin would be
too much for the drone.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it can hold a sausage, it can hold another 50 cents, can't it?
Yeah. True.
Not that I think it would be 9 feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Too, of course.
But you know, who knows? If no change, they'd be like, well, fair enough. We weren't there to discuss.
Great.
We just flew a drone in, and they weren't happy enough to oblige. And then the drone takes the sausage from said sausage sizzle.
Yep.
And that's a heart from said sausage sizzle, and delivers it to a man. In a spa.
Great.
In a suburb far away. So the drone fly, probably not that far because then the sausage would go cold. But they've flown a sausage, delivered it to a guy sitting in his spa in his backyard.
Great.
Great video. Very funny. However, they're now facing fines because the Civil Aviation Safety Authority is investigating after they say that it's potentially breached a number of drone regulations.
Here we go. Well, including, you can't
use a drone within 30 metres of people. And obviously, a lot of people are under sausage sizzle. They're not very safe. They've got little propellers. They could hurt you.
Yep.
That's totally fair. It was used out of the line of sight and over popular areas, so you have to be able to see the drone when you're flying it at all times.
That one...
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I question how real the video actually is, because, like, I think...
Yeah.
Because the drone can also go out of range.
Well, that's
so,
exactly
So, like, you can't have been in the spa the whole time.
Well, no. I don't think it was the guy in the spa. I think it was, like, another team of people. And what the guy who has... he's only identified as Tim, one of the people involved. It was, like, a team of people, has said, yeah, we edited it together to look like one video.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Of course, we had to do it in patches because exactly what you're saying, we'd lose range.
Drone expert!
You're a drone expert. You're amazing. So, yeah, who knows what happened. So they just sort of flew it in. The thing is, like, I think the biggest question for us is onions or no onions. You know?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's what we need
to know. I think that's a very reasonable thing. Joy 94.9. Jess, holes are important.
Yeah. Indeed.
Especially... The holes in the earth, that is. Digging holes.
Mm-hmm.
Trenches.
Sure.
And all of that kind of jazz.
Yep.
So,
Moats,
thank you.
That's
a very good one. An 89-year-old man has decided to literally dig his own grave.
Oh, no.
Because, quote, I love digging.
Oh, okay. That took a turn. That's cute.
So, this guy, Kickham is his name. He's owned his own construction company for more than 50 years.
He does love digging.
Yep. He digs trenches for everything from sewer mains to underground utility wires, everything. And he says, I love digging. Just one of those things that gets into your system. It's just work, money. No matter what they want to dug, I could do it.
Oh, he just loves to dig.
He's a digger.
Oh, I love him.
And he still works most days, even though he's 89, and he uses the same brand of backhoe that he bought 45 years ago.
Get out.
And so one day he was digging graves, and he thought, God, I could do my own if I lived to be about 90. And so he's nearing 90. And he just said to his family, yeah, I'm going to dig my own grave now. And they're like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? I'm just going to dig a hole. I'm just going to make it a really, really good hole. Because, you know, I know it's going to be done properly.
Yeah, sure.
Because he's so good at digging.
He's good at digging.
Yeah. Like what? He's just going to leave his own grave for somebody else to be dug? Uh-uh. Like an amateur? No, absolutely not. And there's, I think that's quite... Like, I think pride in work is really important.
Yeah.
And who are we to poo-poo the concept of his diggeriness?
Absolutely not. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I think I like that he's like, well, I love to dig.
Yeah, and his attitude is entirely one less thing to worry about.
That's so great.
And
it's not great, is it? But you know what I mean. Like, that's really lovely. What an attitude.
Yeah, he's not being morbid. He's being quite practical. But I want to know how much of an expert he is on it. Like, he could, like, talk to me about holes.
Yeah, just digging.
Yeah.
Techniques.
Yeah, exactly.
Depths.
The
et cetera.
I reckon there are names of holes. Like, when he digs a hole up, there's a style of shape that it is.
Big time.
Like, there's the Francis McGee. And like, oh, yeah. Yeah, cool.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, high quality.
More importantly, I just want to get T-shirts made that said, I just like digging.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... What a good attitude.
I'm going to wear it everywhere forever for the rest of my life.
I'll dig my own grave.
Oh, no.
No, but I'll learn. I'll get good at it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that,
there you
that
go.
Seems,
so I love digging.
That seems more reasonable.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
You know when you meet celebs?
I love meeting celebs.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
I love meeting celebs and just knowing that they're real people. Recently, I think I may have talked about it as well. I was part of it. I presented a series of videos about how to adult.
Yes, of course. Okay,
giving tips. It was for a youth organization, giving tips to young people about a number of things, like living out of home and, you know, saving money, those sorts of things. So it's for a youth organization. It's just a little job that I got to do on the side. Wonderful. Really enjoyed doing
it.
But then that was been over the last few weeks. I've been doing that. Somebody, my friend Anna at work, she has joined a different team and a bunch of new people started as well, and they were training them all up. So she's getting to know these new people
that
are going to be working with our company just in a different team. But when I say different team, they're like 10 meters away. They're over there, right?
Yeah, sure.
And one of the girls that she's chatting to, goes, oh, I work for this youth organisation. And Anna says, oh, have you seen their videos on how to adult? She goes, oh, yeah, yeah, they're fantastic. And she goes, uh-huh, see that girl over there? And I'm sitting there at my call centre job typing away. And there I am, this girl that she's seen on the screen a bit. And so it was a strange moment of me kind of being quite sheepish, like, hello, this is the real life of a comedian.
What did she do?
No, she was just kind of like, oh, wow. Like, she was quite... not in awe, I suppose, probably.
She would have been.
Starstruck, whatever it may. But no, just quite interesting to be like, oh, what a strange coincidence. But I kind of feel like maybe I've let her down. Maybe it's like seeing, you know, you go to your local fast food place and there's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, okay, maybe it's not that extreme either end, is it?
I think, well, I think I'm on a similar level. Well, or it's kind of like going to, you know, you go, you get an Uber and it's Alec Baldwin.
Okay, probably too extreme.
Get some sort of food delivery service.
Yep.
Who's delivering your food? Helen Mirren.
Yeah,
it's like that.
I think it's
exactly like that for her.
Yeah.
In terms of meeting me and seeing me in a real job.
Yeah.
I think that's probably on a similar level.
Yeah. Helen Mirren's got it pretty tough these days.
Joy
94.9. Up next, we'll be talking about my high school reunion.
I was trying to figure out in that song if you went or if you didn't go, and you just stood there smugly looking at me and winking.
I'm not telling you.
Even in the segment. Okay, great.
Yeah, no. We'll be finding all about what happened, who did what.
Yep.
Who punched
who. Wore what.
Who wore what.
Who are you wearing?
It's going to be pretty fashion-based. No, obviously not.
Joy.
Hey.
Tell me.
Okay, fine. I didn't go to my high school reunion.
Oh, huge surprise.
Well, you didn't know. You weren't sure. You weren't 100%.
I was like 98%.
Okay.
95%.
Fine.
90.
Okay, fine. Well, look, it was on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I did not go, even though I didn't have any stuff on. In fact, I quite enjoyed the night of not doing anything.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
No.
First of all, I just want to say, they're in a rural town and we're on a gay radio station, so it's very unlikely that anyone is listening to this from there, okay?
Yeah.
So let's proceed. So resident Shark Den guest Murphy McLaughlin did actually go because we went to high school together.
Yep.
And
yeah, that's the only reason we have him on the show is that he's a friend.
Yeah. Not because he's a good inventor.
In fact, he's notoriously bad.
And Murphy was sent me sporadic texts throughout the night, and my favourite one
was... Mitch, it's me, Murphy.
Yeah. Hey, Mitch, what's going on? Anyway, no, that wasn't what he said. He said, wow, so many people have been to jail.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he was listing some people like, oh, okay, yep, sure.
Wow.
Yep, uh-huh, makes sense. Wait, sure.
None of them were shocks.
No. A lot of them had, they were the rough kind of bully types that could either elevate above that or kind of plummet further.
Yep.
And
they all plummeted further.
Wow. Yeah. And Murphy told me later on as well that someone was talking to him in such a way that it wasn't until significantly into the conversation where he realized that they thought they were talking to me. So they were attributing all these things that I did at school to Murphy, going, yeah, it was really funny when you did this. And Murphy was just going,
That was Mitch. That was Mitch.
It was a girl who was the beautiful, popular kind who is clearly trying to make amends or just be knowledgeable or you know, see, I remember people, but she didn't at all. She's just proving everyone's point that she was just rubbish.
That's great.
Oh, boy. It was just, yeah. When's your reunion?
Not for another couple of years because I'm much, much younger than you.
Okay. You're like 2 years younger.
Graduated heaps later. So
sure.
We had a reunion a year later, though. A year after we finished, it was probably, you know, we would have finished in, not even a year, we would have finished obviously like November-ish.
Right.
Finished all the exams and stuff, and I think it was like the following August we had a catch-up. And I was like, none of you have changed. I know what you're all studying. There's a reason I haven't seen you in the last 6 months.
Yep.
And that'll be, when it's another couple of years, I won't go because there's a reason I haven't seen you for 10 years.
Reasonable. Yeah, I have absolutely no regret about not going. I just didn't want to, and I have nothing to... nothing to prove and or show. I'm just not interested.
If you do go, awesome. Like, good for you.
Yeah, great.
Hope you have a great night.
Of course.
But I don't care.
Yep. I agree.
I don't care. I don't feel like either. Being like, you've had three kids. I wrote a joke about a thing I saw on the internet. So we've all got stuff going on.
Great.
I'm doing well.
Joy.
Hey, we got a text. We love getting texts, even though it is just a compliment.
We're going to read you a compliment.
It says, good morning, Jess and Mitch. I love you guys and your show. Yes. Florida man rocks. Yes. Keep being awesome. Hug kiss, hug kiss.
Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
Because originally I saw that and was like, okay, well, this is our friend Joven playing a trick on us as he often texts into the show.
But no, genuine fan.
Actual fan. Thank you, Maria. You're very sweet. I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. Whatever you got planned, whether you got work, whether you got a day off.
Indeed.
Coffee with a friend.
But Maria's...
I've got coffee with a friend. That's all I can think of.
Sure. It's Maria's lucky day because Florida Man is coming up after the news, after 8 o'clock, which will be very fun indeed.
So much fun.
And also... I'll be complaining to you about your doorbell.
That's my doorbell?
Yep.
What's wrong with my doorbell?
That's right. You'll know. You'll
dirty laundry on this show.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9.
Hey, I've got an issue with your doorbell, and I think it's about time we had a chat about it.
I can't believe you would do this on air. It's LF just confronting me via text message like a normal person.
Okay.
Or saying it behind my back to a mutual friend and then it eventually gets back to me and then I'm really offended that you never addressed it with me.
Sure. Yeah. Heaps of other beneficial ways. But they're not labelled. Your doorbell is not labelled in your units. And it's so confusing. There's just four buttons with nothing on them at all.
Agreed. Yeah.
And what? How am I meant to know which one to press?
I know you want me to argue with you here, but yeah. And because you know what it is? We've just moved in only a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And they only just finished renovating, like, I reckon, after we'd even moved in. Like, we got a phone call like, oh, hey, a guy's going to come around and fix all these things that weren't done before we let you move in. So, no, they haven't labelled the, not even with numbers, let alone our names, but, like, they haven't labelled the doorbells, but there's no way for me to do it either.
Can't you just write on there with permanent marker? Just anything. Like, put a sticker on it.
Yeah.
Like, put like, a little green sticker, so at least you can say, hit the green sticker, and just replace it every time.
Okay, well, I can do that.
Yeah, see? It's straightforward.
All right, well, can I borrow a green sticker?
No, you got to go get green stickers.
Why do I have to go buy a whole packet of stickers?
I'll start throwing pebbles up at your window to get your attention instead.
Oh, that's romantic.
But then, I won't know what window it is, and it's going to be the same problem.
All right, well, now you've been to my house. You know which window it is.
I really don't. My sense of geography, once I'm in a house, is quite poor. And one time, I rang the doorbell and I heard some voice in your house go, every time, and then hang up. What's that about? What's that? Is that you?
Probably.
But like what is it, to what?
It probably was me because Deb doesn't know. She just can't figure out how to get the gate to open because you got to press a button, like a key button that lets the gate open.
Sure.
But I think I figured it out and you got to give it a beat. You got to press it, give it a sec and then it'll open.
Yep.
But other people like are trying to touch the gate and I'm trying to press the button and it never works. And
sure.
So when it was probably me who said every time and I was exhausted, not at your presence, but at the button issue. Button, it was a button issue.
Well,
I didn't build the house.
Okay, but, you know, just saying my doorbell is straightforward because it has a number on it.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hey.
Yeah, go on. Let's have a thing.
A little while ago, there was a lot of controversy. I would say a public outcry.
Okay.
When popular snack shapes changed their shapes.
I remember.
They changed the flavours on and they're like, oh, that's new. And
yeah, what are they doing?
People were outraged. Mm-hmm, they were so mad. And then that created other people going, well, they can't be that bad, and trying the new ones and going, they are that bad. And then they had a big... everybody was mad about it and they're like, I want my shapes back. And then they changed them back to original. Like you could buy original boxes for a while. It had a big black label on it that said original flavor. Okay. And that was kind of, for a little while, it was thought that that was a temporary thing. So people were like stocking up.
Okay. Yeah.
And they were going on eBay or on various online sites for nearly $1,000 for a box of shapes. So one guy bought 60 packets. 60 packets just like stock up. I don't know if he just really loves them or wanted to sell them on. But now it's kind of a, like, they're here to stay, so you'll be able to just get them. So he's just got 60 boxes of shapes.
Presumably eventually go stale because he's not going to eat them fast enough.
Correct. So he's had to put up on various sites, like giveaway sites, basically, all over social media. Here's his post. 22 packets of pizza shapes expires 13th of the 9th, 16. I bought 60 of them when I thought the old flavour was never coming back, and now I am well and truly over them. Please take them.
So he's not even asking for a price.
No, he's like, just take them.
He just wants them gone.
Just take them.
Great.
I love that. I think that's so funny and delicious.
Has he had any hits to this at this stage, do you reckon?
I hope so. I mean, they've...
give the man a break, everyone. Come on. Just take his biscuits.
I just want to know why he thought I'll buy... everything. Like, I'll buy so much.
That makes no sense.
This is my favourite treat and I want to hold on to it for it, and then he was just going to ration them for the rest of his life? Or was he like, there's money in this?
Yeah.
If it was like, there's money in this, well, that's backfired.
Yeah, I reckon.
In fact, it's all backfired. But what a delicious whoopsie daisy. Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, email is important.
Yeah,
I think we need to just clarify that.
You email me all the time.
I do.
Sometimes just little positive affirmations.
That's true.
That's
like,
nice.
Don't give up.
Yeah. Hang in there, babe. And it's a picture of a cat.
Yep. I was going to say babe.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, God.
Or babe the pig.
Anyway, moving on. So, now, 1.2 million employees of the Britain Hospital Service, NHS, they're currently trapped in a reply all email hell. Currently, like, it's ongoing.
Oh, my God.
So, how this happened was... a test email was accidentally sent to everyone who works at the UK Health Service, which prompted a series of reply all responses from annoyed recipients going again out to all the 1 million plus employees of the organisation. So it's everybody replies, it snowballs more and more, then more people reply all, and then everybody, it just builds up, it's mental. And so there has been at least 120 replies so far, which doesn't seem significant, but factored into the fact that 1.2 million employees are currently included on the email chain, that means there's more than 140 million needless emails that have been generated as a result of that test email alone. And as a result, they said, its email systems are running, quote, very slow today.
Yep. Yeah, they would be.
I reckon. But just don't reply to those things, and especially don't hit reply all. Like, if you must reply, there's no need to have everybody... Oh, just mental. Anyway, luckily, that doesn't happen to us here at Jess and Mitch.
No, it doesn't, thank goodness.
But,
thank goodness for that.
Oh, we've just got an email. We've been CC'd in... on an email to a lot of other people. I don't even think that was meant to be sent to
us. That's okay, that's fine. Hang on, I'll just reply.
What?
I'll just say, hi everyone, we're not part of this. There we go, that's fine.
Now, why'd you send that?
I just want to say
We've just got another one now. It's just another...
Okay, no, that's fine.
No, they've just said, sorry for the confusion. Why? And we've all been CC'd in again.
That's okay, easy. I'll reply and I'll say, no need to apologise.
No, don't hang on, respond hang on, to it again.
Have a nice day.
Why did you do that? And now we can... We got another 5 emails. No, they just said thank you, and then they said, why am I CC'd in on this? What are you doing?
I'll just send everybody a picture of a puppy.
Jess, no, that's even worse. And now we've got like there's so many now.
Am I not helping?
Everything's going slow. Worst.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, Florida Man's coming up next. That's going to be pretty exciting, isn't it?
Stick I love
around.
Florida Man.
And we're going to be learning about all the things that Florida Man's been doing, what he's been up to, because it's been a couple of weeks.
Mischievous. I bet he's been up to mischief.
I reckon he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be pretty normal, like Florida Man goes for a walk.
Yep. Florida Man takes out bins.
Yep.
Florida Man has second cup of coffee because he's particularly tired today.
Yeah. I think that's perfectly acceptable.
That's the end of list. Yeah. There you go. We've done the segment.
Yeah.
Joy.
Hey, Jess.
Yeah.
It's time once again.
Florida Man.
Great.
Out of context news headlines from Florida. All real headlines. The less we know, the better. All right,
follow
you're up to
Florida
date.
Man on Twitter.
You're up to date. Okay. I'll do the news sting for you.
Yes. Florida man in tutu breaks into farmer's market to consume fruit and soda.
I like that he's having fruit with soda.
Yeah, balances.
Like, yeah, and he's wearing a tutu. That's fun.
Still generally sugary, but yeah. Whatever.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Florida man develops hepatitis after binging on energy drinks.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's a bit... Oh, boy.
I may need to call my brother. Okay. He drinks way too many of those things. Yeah. Wowzers.
Again, the lack of context.
Yeah.
But, like, we're missing a lot of information.
The less we know, we better with these, though.
Yeah.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Florida man drives around neighborhood wearing nothing but electrical wires attached to his genitals.
Okay. But he's driving around?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, the less we know.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's like, I mean, nobody knows. It's not like he's showing off.
I mean, why are the wires
doing?
There? What are they attached to?
Yeah.
I mean, on the other
on
end.
On the other end, yeah.
The car.
That's how it powers the car.
Right.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Florida man found naked, covered in vomit after allegedly robbing dollar store.
Oh, no. What a weird Tuesday.
Yeah. He's, I think that one was, sorry, it's dancing.
I'm dancing the music.
So distracting.
I like the music.
I think he tried to rob it but also failed. So it wasn't a successful robbery either.
Right.
But then somehow decided to throw in the towel and then ended
and then
up in the vomit.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, I assumed he threw up on himself. Again, don't know.
Not sure if it's his own vomit. Could be someone else's. He could have found it.
He could have found a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Who and knows?
Coaxed it to vomit. Go. Florida squirrel attacks at least three at senior centre. Quote, people are bleeding.
Florida squirrel.
He's done well. Like, what a nightmare that would be.
Tune in next week for our new segment, Florida Squirrel.
Joy 94.9.
I'm where I wanna be. Robbie Williams with Love My Life. What a message.
Yeah. it's a good mantra to end the show with.
Yeah.
I think.
Love My Life.
Hey, speaking of the show.
Yeah.
And... No, this is not a segue at all. I was going nowhere with this. Hey, important to note days of the week.
Oh, yes.
Important days of the week that you mightn't otherwise really be aware of.
Yeah.
And let me just find them up. Lost them on my page. Here we go.
A couple of significant ones this week, I'm hoping.
Indeed.
Yeah, a couple of
good ones. So head out to your closest fast food restaurant and indulge in your favourite fast food because today is fast food day.
Hello.
Yep.
Lucky I didn't pack lunch for work.
Yeah. And apparently... What is your problem?
I don't know.
And the way to celebrate is to have fast food for all your meals today.
Oh, that's excessive.
What's going on there?
No.
And also, make your own fast food at home. It will be healthier, nutritious, and cheaper. What's the message there?
Just cook quickly. Cook quickly.
Do it really fast.
Mum, the spaghetti's not cooked, but it's fast food day.
No time for anything. It's all fine. Oh, anyway, so embrace that, everyone, or not, as
Happy
the case may be.
Happy fast food day, everybody.
Yeah, great. That's all from us. Gordon's up next after the news.
Gordon's up next. Plenty more happening on Joy today, and we will see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.